In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship on this, the fourth Sunday of Advent. We're still here, thank God, still worshiping together. Who knows what the next week will bring. But we look forward tonight to our service of lessons and carols here at 6 o'clock. Do come and join us in person, or if you wish, it will be streamed online.
The axe is laid at the root of the trees. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down. But confident in God's mercy, we confess our sins. Heavenly Father, you exalted the humble and meek. Give us humble and contrite hearts. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you grew towards birth in the Virgin's womb. Be planted also in our hearts and lives. Christ, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Holy Spirit, you overshadowed Mary that she might become the God-bearer. Fill us with your heavenly gifts. Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
have mercy.
Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive us our sins, open our eyes to God's truth, strengthen us to do God's will, and give us the joy of his kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. God made known in the friendship of women the word of greeting and unseen life enwombed. Give us the courage of the teenage mother who brings into the world a song of joyful revolt and a God who needs her love through Jesus Christ, the one who is to come. Amen.
Amen.
reading from the book of the prophet Micah. The Lord says to his people, "But you, O Bethlehem of Ephratah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labour has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord. Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's a choice between glasses, not being able to see properly, and steaming up, but there we are. So I can see lots of people over there. It's not too bad, really. So, dear friends, we've reached the last Sunday of Advent. And as we do, our attention turns to Mary. And in the Gospel, we've just heard a story familiar to us, connecting the dots between last week, when John the Baptist took centre stage, and this, as we read of his mother, Elizabeth, meeting with her cousin Mary. However, rather than spend time on this text, I want to broaden things out a bit by rewinding to the verses before, in which we hear of the visit of the angel Gabriel as he delivers his message to Mary, inviting her to be the mother of Jesus. Again, another story we know well. Because angels have been on my mind lately as I've thought about Mary and recalled some other wonderful words from the New Testament. They're from the letter to the Hebrews, where we read, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels without knowing it." Let me read it again. "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels without knowing it." It's one of those lovely bits of scripture that lodges in the mind. And it's a helpful reminder, at least to me, of both the importance of hospitality and never quite knowing when an angel will show up. Now, when we think of angels, maybe we imagine luminous beings floating around and wearing dresses. It's the stuff of the popular imagination, inspired, of course, by artists of the past who tried to picture what Gabriel might have looked like. If that's the vision we have of an angel, then I've never seen one, have you? But if, as I've come to think of them, angels take hold of a soul for just a moment and speak the message we need to hear and then depart again, this seems much more likely to me, strange as it might seem. After all, an angel is a messenger. And I think we can all recall those moments when we've been surprised to be given a message by someone which has often only made sense afterwards. Bishop Gregory Cameron's Advent Book of Days has accompanied me through this season thus far and writes in his chapter on Gabriel that we may recognize a message from him, Gabriel that is, in the words of a child or in the wisdom of a neighbor. Like so many biblical characters, we may come to realize that an angel has spoken to us after the event. And perhaps that's what the writer to the Hebrews had come to believe too, hence those words we have. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels without knowing it. I want to come back to this hospitality to strangers at the end of this sermon, but for now I want to return to Mary and that encounter with the angel Gabriel. And I want to remind you who Mary was. Mary was young, a teenager. She was unmarried. She lived in a small village. She was no one. Of course, that's not so much how we think of her now. She is the stuff of statues, there's one behind me, and serene images on Christmas cards. Well, serene, she often looks a bit miserable, actually. So perhaps we need to bring her up to date. So imagine, if you can, a bedsit in a deprived area of our city and a young teenage girl. A girl who's left school and is trying her best, perhaps working several jobs at once to earn enough money to live. There's a boyfriend, Joe. He seems nice enough and there's hope of a better future, perhaps a marriage with him, but life is tough. And into this story comes the angel Gabriel and says, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Mary joins the long line of unlikely people serving God's purpose and helps remind us, of course, that God shows up in the most unlikely people, those whom we might turn away from, those people whom we think we want nothing to do with. These, uncomfortable as it can be the people in whom angels dwell, even if just for a moment or two, and speak the words we long or we need to hear. But we have to be alert, one of those Advent words, alert, and not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing some have entertained angels without knowing it. Maybe at the pearly gates, St. Peter will ask, "And why did all those messages that the angels tried to deliver to you bounce back? Why did you not receive them?" To which I suspect we shall look bewildered and answered, "Well, no one told me to expect an angel. They didn't say they were coming. They didn't book an appointment." How we like to be neat and tidy with our lives. So I wonder how often we have missed the message of an angel by not welcoming the stranger. For time and again, Scripture invites us to remember that God shows up when we least expect it, when we are not prepared, when we are not sorted or on top form, but often at our lowest and most broken. And then a word is given, be it to a friend or a stranger, the word, the message we need to hear. We've a frequent caller to the vicarage. Sunday afternoons is often one of his popular times for coming, and every so often he will turn up and say, "Have you got any food, Father?" I don't know where he comes from, I probably should, or where he goes, but perhaps then he's just an angel, a rather disheveled-looking angel in smart trainers, but sometimes he comes and maybe has the word to just prick me from doing important things and say, "Have you got any food, Father?" and reminds me to be alert. But what of us today? Well, we shall potter over for a coffee, likely in the centre, sit on our tables with familiar friends and catch up with our bit of news. Nothing wrong with that. But remember, when you see someone there looking a bit lost, even with a mask on, with no one to talk to, they might have the words of an angel on their lips for you. A message you need to hear, but you've missed them because you've not said hello or made them welcome
or been busy doing something else. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so some have entertained angels without knowing it. So let us welcome the stranger. Let us be hospitable, friendly, and welcoming to all, for you never know when you might meet an angel. Amen.
Let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a slave. He was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Dear Lord, we pray to you as our hemisphere moves to its darkest time of the year. May our Advent candles lead us to the light that brings hope to humankind. Let us pray. Creator God, you have generously blessed us with the good gifts of your creation and trusted us to be faithful and caring stewards. Help us to live in ways that ensure that your gifts will be available for future generations. We pray at this time for those who suffer the effects of natural disasters in this country and lands afar. Let us never forget that in both calm and storm, you are with us. Lord, in your mercy. In the Anglican Communion, we pray for the Church of the Province of Central Africa, serving the four countries of Botswana, Malawi, Zambia and Zimbabwe. We lift up in our prayers Archbishop Albert Chama, his bishops, their clergy, and all who worship there. And we pray for their efforts to tackle the many problems they face. Lord, in your mercy, hear us. In our own church, we give thanks for our church warden, Melvin, and deputy church warden, Janet, as they carry out their many duties in an intensely practical and quietly spiritual manner. Holy God, we give you thanks for all the carol services that have taken place in our church throughout Advent, and we look forward to the festival of lessons and carols taking place this evening at 6 p.m. This service by the spoken word and beautiful music, tells the story of God's loving purpose. We give thanks for the crib service to be held at 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve and welcome all who wish to hear the Christmas story told in a family-friendly way. And, dear Lord, as our Advent wait draws to a close, Midnight Mass will be celebrated at 11:30 on Christmas Eve. May we come with joy and hope to celebrate your holy birth. Lord, in your mercy, amen. Loving Lord, guide and protect Elizabeth our Queen and all in authority under her. May all on whom is laid the responsibility of government, be it at local level or national level, have the wisdom and integrity to act justly for the benefit of all. We hold in our prayers all local people who will be working over the Christmas period, for the emergency services, for all who work in the NHS, for utility workers, and those who work in pubs, bars, and restaurants. Let us be mindful of the service they give and hold them with gratitude in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. God of love, as families come together in happiness and joy at Christmas, we pray for the residents of Herman Street. Whether they celebrate with others or alone, may God's gift of love be with them in their homes and in their hearts. God of loving relationships, let us not forget that families come in all shapes, sizes, colours, and gender. And sometimes relationships are strained. We pray at this time for the charity Relate and all its counsellors who provide non-judgmental guidance and support without prejudice to those who need their help. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Healing Lord, we pray for all who are ill at home, in hospital, or in hospice. We remember especially Pat Hyde, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Thomas Hadley, Jeff Blowers, Sharon White, Sharon Clark, and David Grice. Together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. May they feel your loving presence in the brightness of day and your comforting presence in the dark nighttime hours. Lord, in your mercy, God our Father, you are our beginning and our end. Holding fast to this faith and trust, we commend to you all those who have recently departed. Margaret Thompson, Josephine Feller, Alan Dacre, Patrick Crowley, and Betty Bradshaw, and the year's mind of Alice and Tommy Richardson, Thomas Hayes, Harry Allen, Samantha Wood, Betty Archer, and Jack Lowther. Raise them to the place where there are no tears, but one eternal peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Son of God, as we await your coming, help us to serve you in any way we can, knowing that you are with us day by day, through the joys of Christmas, into the new year, and a future that holds many uncertainties. We place our trust in you. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of peace make you completely holy, ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
As this bread was scattered and then gathered and made one, so may your church be gathered into your kingdom. Glory to you, O God, forever. Wisdom has built her a house, she has mixed her wine, she has set her table. Glory to you, O God, forever. The Lord is here.
His spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good to give you thanks and praise, Almighty God and everlasting Father, through Jesus Christ your Son. He is the one foretold by all the prophets, whom the Virgin Mother bore with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist was his herald and made him known when at last he came. In his love, Christ fills us with joy as we prepare to celebrate his birth, so that when he comes again, he may find us watching in prayer, our hearts filled with wonder and praise. And so with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your glory and join in their unending hymn of praise. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread.
Near with faith and thanksgiving, you who hunger for the bread of life. Gather around the table as strangers and friends and feed on him who was, who is, and who is to come. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who chose the Blessed Virgin Mary to be the mother of the promised Saviour, fill us, your servants, with your grace, that in all things we may embrace your holy will, and with her rejoice in your salvation, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So, Erin, where are you? And Grandma, I think, are coming to... Oh, and Grandad, sorry. I want to come and light the fourth of our Advent candles. There you go, Erin. So, if you like that, light the taper from that. That's it. And then light this fourth candle. Don't burn yourself in the process. Oh, look at that. Like a pro. Thanks, Erin. Thank you. So the last of our prayers, sorry, not the last, the penultimate of our prayers at the Advent wreath. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, merciful and gentle. To you be praise and glory forever. Your light has shone in our darkened world through the childbearing of Blessed Mary. Grant that we who have seen your glory may daily be renewed in your image, and prepared like her for the coming of your Son, who is the Lord and Saviour of all. Blessed be God forever.
Thank you.
May God the Father, judge all merciful, make us worthy of a place in his kingdom. Amen. May God the Son, coming among us in power, reveal in our midst the promise of his glory. Amen. May God the Holy Spirit make us steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and constant in love. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Our Lord says, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. May the Lord, when he comes, find us watching and waiting. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.